Good morning, good morning, good morning, brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen out here in the world today. Good morning, how are you? I'm actually glad that I got to you all before the noon because I wanted to make sure that this cast was done, this segment was done in the morning time. And I know a lot of you already started your day, but you can always listen to this. Thank you for being here on my podcast. It is April the 25th, 2024, and we're here. I am your speaker, your podcast host, Crawford Dupree Murray Jr., and I have a very interesting segment for you all. And this is something that a lot of us need to hear or be reminded of. Just give me 1 second. Let me sip on this coffee right here. Well, coffee a little cold. I was actually working. Oh, sorry, I had to get it. Some water. I was actually working on a crowdfunding campaign, but that'll be a little later. Anyway, how you all doing, man? I hope you all are doing well. I know there's a lot that's going on in our world, in the country today, in your lives. And listen, that's what it is, right? I mean, I know a lot of us would like for all the trouble to go away. And I actually came across a scripture the other day. And I was reading in my daily bread. And the scripture that I read was out of John 16. John 16, 33 to be exact. And as I have told you these things, so that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. So that's John 16:33. So that was just something that was on me to really say that I know a lot of us look at our endeavors. We look at the storms. We look at what we're going through, whether it's financially, whether it's relationship wise, whether it's the loss of loved ones and friends, employment situations. Look at the rent and the mortgage and the rate and the tax rates and so on. Everything is high. Everything is all crazy. That's just part of life. We have Satan and, of course, Adam and Eve to blame for that. But then Jesus came down to handle that situation. So whatever we're going through, right, we have to understand that this is part of life. And then at times, we can be at fault too. And not to say that we necessarily caused this, but because of what I'm about to speak on next, this is going to change everything, or it should change, or I pray and hope that it changes how you look at your situations. Folks, brothers and sisters in Christ, it's no big secret that I'm a Christian. I read the Bible. Not perfect. Let me clear this. Because I see all these non-Bible believing people. And I hate to really talk like that. Because you are entitled to whatever it is that you believe in. But just because you don't believe in Christ. Or because you don't believe in the Bible. Doesn't mean that I have to agree with the things that you say. I'm not judging. But I am saying. I'm stating the fact. Because you don't read the Bible, that don't give you no right to judge me. I won't judge you, and you won't judge me. Because if you do, then I'm going to stand my grounds. Understand this. Being a Christian, being a follower of Christ, doesn't necessarily mean that you're perfect. Doesn't mean that I'm perfect. I am not perfect. If I was, I wouldn't need Christ. So when you come at me to attack me, best to believe I'm going to defend myself. I'm going to hold fast to my faith. Jesus said to turn the other cheek. I'm not there yet. So whatever you bring to me, I'm bringing it back 10 times fold. And I'm going to leave that there. So you don't believe in God. You don't believe in the Bible. Your prerogative, do you? I believe in the Master. I believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for my sins. And I'm glad that I believe in that. I'm not perfect in any way, but I'm going to fight until I can't fight no more. You hear what I tell you? And that's just my whole opinion about that. But back to the subject. Now, I'm going to tell you all something. And you all have heard this dozens and dozens and dozens of times, billions of times, millions, whatever. You heard it every day of your life. And that word is faith. Okay? That word is faith. And we always hear that you had to have faith, or some people always say that they have faith, and some people, say they believe in it, whatever it is. But I don't think that we grasp the whole meaning of what it means to have faith. And then you may be saying, Brother Crawford, how do we have faith? You know, what does it mean? Whatever. Well, I'm going to go to Hebrews 11, then I'm going to talk to you straightforward, okay? Hebrews 11, we're going to start with one. Now, faith is being sure of what you have. Now, faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. Now, in your Bible, it may be, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And then I'm going to read, and without faith, and go down. This is 11:6, Hebrews 11:6. And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he is a rewarder of those who did diligently or earnestly seek him, depending on what Bible you had. Now, folks, you're going to have to read the scriptures yourself by all means, but I'm just touching up on some things here because I want to get this out. If you're going to have faith, you have to understand one thing. Stop paying attention, the first thing, to man's law. Stop paying attention to what man say. Man have no idea what they're talking about, if they're talking anything out of what God is saying. Bottom line, I'm just telling you how I feel about it. You're more than welcome to have your opinion and feel otherwise. Man cannot or will not no longer dictate my actions on how I'm going to proceed on this journey for the rest of my life. Whatever time that I have left, I am not going to give man the opportunity to cloud my mind no more. Folks, let me tell you something. Man has screwed up so much with the religions, with the laws, with the taxes, with the education, and so on. They just, they do what they do. The rich do what they do. The powerful do what they do. You know, we ain't going to go into that now. But understand one thing, no matter what's out there, no matter what we're against, God given us a way out. And it's called wisdom, knowledge, understanding. We have to understand that in this Bible is all the answers and solutions to all the problems in the world. This world has not seen anything that's not in this Bible. You understand? And if you're not happy, if you're struggling in life outside the storms that come, right? Because storms going to come. But then the storms that come that we give to God, and then there's our personal struggles that we cause on ourselves. And if you are not careful, brothers and sisters, if you are not focused, you're going to get caught up into the system, and then you're going to be looking to man to get you out. You have to understand creativity is yours. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You have to understand that God given you a mind, a free will, and how you exercise that. That's totally up to you. Proverbs 3, acknowledge him in all that you do, and he'll direct your path straight, right? Lean not on your own understanding, but trust in the Lord. And y'all ain't gonna talk to me. Habakkuk 2:3. I just got finished reading this to the missus earlier. For the vision or revelations, depend on what chapter, what Bible that you have, awaits for an appointed time, it will speak of the end. Write it down. You hear what I tell you? Write the vision down. That's what you have to do, folks. Okay? When you don't write the vision down, things really, really take a turn you know, towards confusion. Write down the revelations, write down the vision, right? And make it plain on tablets. So you write it down. That's out of Habakkuk 2:3. Write the vision down. Write down your ideas. Write down your concern. And the reason why that I am coming to you with this message is because this is something that's inside my heart, and I'm always looking outside of God. To God has, first of all, look how God blessed you. And if you don't think God blessed you, if you're able to listen to this podcast, that's the first blessing that you're alive. Then if you're able to stand on your two feet, or if you're not able to stand on your two feet, but if you just have a mind, right, to be better, that's a blessing. Now, if you got food in your stomach, roof over your head, clothes on your back, come on now, we got to get up there and we got to say, thank you, Jesus. You understand? We have to say thank you, Jesus. And then if you're struggling with rent, you're homeless, you've been in the street, I've been there. You have to rely on your creativity. You have to acknowledge God. You have to get up, brush yourself off, throw your hands up in the air, say thank you, Jesus. And then you have to grind like hell. Okay? And if the first thing failed, if the second thing failed, if the third thing failed, if the fourth thing failed, if fifth, sixth, seventh, you grind. Brother 50 Cent. Curtis Jackson, Brother 50, number one album, and this thing has sold tremendously, broke all sorts of record deals and everything. Get Rich or Die Trying. Now listen to me, listen to me. I know that you all are, you know, the Christians. Come on now, we're not perfect. I know that when we think about rich, you know, we think that's a bad thing. We think that's an evil thing. No, that's not. Read your Bible, okay? But I understand what 50 was saying. If you want a better life, you have to go for it with all you have, right? And then even if you don't reach it, you die reaching it. Now, that don't mean that you focus all on getting the money or creating wealth. Please, that's not what I'm saying. Take time to smell the roses. Take your vacations. Take time to enjoy a night or two out. Take your weekend getaways. You have to relax. This is important. You have to relax your mind. You have to rejuvenate yourself. And then you get back on the grind. Let's say that you never create wealth. Let's say that you never become a doctor or a lawyer. Let's keep it real, right? It's not that you've done anything wrong. What it is that once you tune in and God, in God's will for you, you turn it over, you acknowledge Him, you're going to trust God's will for you, right? Then you will experience a different type of success. Right now, your heart is focused on one thing. There's nothing wrong with that, right? You're going to acknowledge God. You're going to do what you got to do. You're going to study. You're going to work hard. You're going to learn. You're going to improve yourself. You're going to put portfolios together. You're going to get new jobs. You're going to start businesses. You're going to do this, invest in that. You're going to marry this person, that person. Nothing wrong with that. You're human. You're going to step out. Unless the good Lord above open up heavens and say, this is for you, you're going to have to make decisions. And you're going to have to trust in God. This is where your faith comes in at. But if it doesn't turn out the way that you strive for, then understand this one thing. If you turned it over to God, it is going to be exactly what you need and exactly for you. You may apply to become a doctor. You might turn out to be an engineer. You may want it to become a police officer. You turn out to be an attorney. You may want it to be a hip-hop artist. You decided to be a kicker for the Philadelphia Eagles. You understand? You may wanted to do, you know, a music of some sort. And then you became the number two selling travel agent of luxury packages or whatnot. Folks, come on. Work with me here. You have to be able to understand how your faith works, right? Yes, have faith in all that you do. Have faith. Command these mountains to move out your way. Jesus said it, that if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, the size of a mustard seed, you can command this mountain to move and jump in the ocean, and it will. All right. So, my point is that if you're going to move mountains, right, then you have to go back to what Hebrews is saying. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And if you're trying to see it, and I said this the other day on my podcast, that you had quite a few people, Arnold Schwarzenegger, brother Kobe Bryant, rest in peace, and of course, one of my favorite actors and ballers, Kobe Bryant, and I'm not here to discredit what brother Arnold, brother Bryant, and a lot of other people said that, hey, you see it, you go for it, you apply for it, right? They were big on that. You got to see it. You have to understand it, taste it, whatever. You go for it and make it happen. That worked for them. That didn't work for me, right? Unfortunately, it didn't work for me or fortunately, depend on how you look at it. Well, I say unfortunately because it took me so long to get to this point. But fortunately, I got to the point. And the point is that I just need to stand on God and I need to trust in Him. Notice I didn't say I'd given up. Right? Hey, Lord, this is what I'm trying to do. And then I have to give it to Him. I have to give it all to Him. And I have to believe and trust the fact that it's going to work out. And if it don't work out the way that I'm doing it while I'm doing my part, then my faith still have to be into God because I know that it's going to work out. I know it's going to work out. And then that gives me room to do other things. Now understand this, the road of success, right? It's so much added to it, folks, right? This is why you listen to podcasts. This is why you join groups. This is why you go to college, trade schools, whatever it is. And there's nothing wrong with that. But you need time to take out for God. You need time to sharpen your faith. You need time to pray, to read your Bible. Some of you can read your Bible every day and pray, God, I can't wait till I get to that point, right? Because I allow the world, troubles of the world at times to really jump on me. And then I get into a mindset that I can fix it myself and I can't. And then I practiced that habit for over 20 years. It has to end, right? It has to end. Not saying that I'm ever going to stop hustling, whatever, long as God give me strength and I'm able to get out and do, of course I'm going to do. If a man don't work, a man don't eat. But the Bible never indicated what type of work or how long you have to do it, right? Man says you get out there, you put in 40, 50 hours a week and this and that, and then you can sustain yourself and whatever. But listen, you go out here, you work all these hours, they tax you, and then you taxed on everything that, man, it's so much taxes out here, right? And who the hell is going to be out here working for some 20, 30 years? Man, you crazy. I'm 51 years old and I have a head full of hair. I'm not getting out there stressing myself. I grind. I put in my time and my body said, hey, that's enough. And now that I'm into investing, I'm into building portfolios, I'm into entrepreneurship, I get to solely focus on that. And I get to trust God and I bring God in on it, ladies and gentlemen. You understand me? I cannot listen to what man say anymore because man says, hey, you don't have this, you don't have that, you this, you that, you're a convicted felon, you don't have degrees, you this, you that. It'll drive you crazy, all the certifications and all the items that man, all the accolades that man tells you have to have. To have peace and happiness or to be successful. You stop listening to them. And you focus, you pray to God in the morning and you pray. I don't care what you do. You're not perfect. You make sure you spend some time with God to say thank you. And you pray, you read your scriptures a little bit, you get your daily bread. I told you I like to pay my tithes and send my money to the daily bread. Ministries, our daily bread ministries. And you all got to sign up for them. They give you little books and everything. And those books are for me. I don't care what people say about them. Them things help me. I know what God brought me from. And I have to say thank you, Lord, even if I don't say anything else when I wake up in the morning. Because, man, because I look at what I have and I look at what man say I should have. And because I don't have what they say I should have, then it throws me all off. It literally knocks my equilibrium off. Equilibrium. You know what word I'm trying to say, folks. Don't believe with me. It's you have to fight for God to be number one, right? And of course, you know, we're not talking about, you know, just, you know, the sinful parts and you know, what sins you we're not talking about that. Once you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord, personal Savior, He forgives you His. And then how you live as a Christian, that will go on as you walk with Him, you study and so on. And that's fine. But that's not what I'm focusing on now. I'm focusing on the other aspect of it. Yeah, okay, you have to live better. You know what you have to do. You know what God likes and don't like. You understand, you know, that's that. We're talking about outside of that for right now. God is not only just for sin and heaven and hell. Listen, His word is designed to His promises. You know what I'm saying? Listen, look, y'all, man, listen here, man. Man, listen here, man. Let me see. I got to go to the Bible with y'all. But see, y'all had me. Man, let me go to the Bible, man. Let me go. John 16:24. My Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. Until now, you have not asked for anything in my name. Ask and you will receive, and your joy will be complete. Let me read that one more time. That was part of John 23-24. Let me read that one more time. 16:23. In that day, you will no longer ask me anything. I tell you the truth. My Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. Until now, you have not asked for anything in my name. Thank you, Jesus. Ask and you will receive, and your joy will be complete. We read that. A lot of us read that. A lot of us read Psalms 1. Psalms 1. He is like a tree planted by the streams of water, which yields its fruit in its season, and whose leaf does not wither, and whatsoever he does prospers. See, we read that and we just brush it off. Right? We read that, we just brush it off. We say, okay, then, in Jesus' name, bless me with a house in Jesus' name. Bless me with a car. Bless me with money, Lord. Bless me with this in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Because I've done it. I've done it thousands of times. But how many times I've done that and only done it, said it, and didn't have faith, just thinking about me and just wanting it right there. And I tell you the truth, it used to frustrate me when I used to pray. And at the time, I didn't get what I wanted at that particular time, but I got what I needed at that particular time. And now when I look at my life, I say, man, thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, there are some things that God will manifest, right? There were days, especially in my younger days, where I dropped down to my knees and I prayed, and the next day, God blessed me exactly what I asked for. So them days will come. God will allow those days to come. But you have to understand that you have to accumulate knowledge and wisdom with this, folks. Because when you pray in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, Satan is there to intercept that prayer. You understand? Satan will intercept let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. I kid you not. Satan will cause such a ruckus that you will literally miss the answer or miss a blessing. Right? You all remember what happened with Daniel, where Daniel prayed to God, and as the angel came down, the prince of Persia the devil intercepted the angel, and the angel was fighting with the prince of Persia, and then finally another angel had to come down from heaven and, you know, had to fight with the devil. And then when the angel got to Daniel, he said, listen, Daniel, the Lord heard your prayer, and as I was coming down, I was met, you know, by the prince of Persia, and they fought and so on. And because Daniel fast and never gave up hope, he got the answer and of course, more blessings. You all can read Daniel's for yourself and get more out of there. Also, speaking of Daniel's, you all remember the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, where they were thrown into the fiery furnace and not even their clothes were singed. And when they looked inside the furnace, when the king threw them inside the furnace, he saw four people walking around in there. And he said, how many people we threw in there? And he said, we threw people in there. We threw three in there. And he said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, step out. And they came on out, and their clothes weren't even in sins. You understand? See, this is the stories. These are the stories that you have to look forward to if you're trying to accomplish something. You got to block out what the world is doing, right? Do what you need to do, okay? Study, absolutely. Come on, y'all. We're grown folks. Let's you know, use our common sense with this. But you got to understand that you have to know when to separate yourself, right? And then just focus on your goals, and your goals will excite you. Like, I'm excited now, and I'm excited to be day trading. I'm excited to be doing my business and finding new clients and everything. I even got my GoFundMe and my Cash App up to ask for donations for a new part of my business, right? And you all can check that out if you like. Amen. But guess what? I'm going to put it out there. I'm taking the travel industry into the realm of food trucks and smooth jazz entertainment. And this is what I'm going to do. And I'm going to trust in God. I'm going to ask God to cover it, but I am going to learn how to put my business out there standing on faith. Okay. And I'm going to gain the wisdom and the knowledge that I need to perfect to be a successful entrepreneur or an investor. Right. And I'm going to learn how to utilize my podcast more and more and more, and get the better training I need in AI and video casting, because this particular cast is going to turn over to video cast on Spotify, I think, in June. So I need to make sure that my training and experience and so on is ready for that. And I'm up for the challenge. So if you're wondering why things are going the way they're going in your life, folks, it's not the fact that you're doing anything wrong. It's not the fact that God don't love you. Your mind is just occupied. Maybe you give up on faith too much. Maybe you doubt. Maybe you don't think that you're that good to have it. And those are perfectly fine. I know you get these so-called motivator speakers. They yelling, they talking loud. They saying, they trying to say you're this and that. And no, come on, ain't nobody got time for that. Y'all stop listening to people that's not telling you the truth. You can't listen to everybody. There's nothing wrong with what you're going through. It's human, right? You don't like it. That's fine. If you want to change it, change it. Fight to change it. Absolutely. Just make sure you have God on your side, folks. This is what I'm saying. You have to be able to understand how important faith is. Hallelujah, Jesus. And, you know, being double-minded, that double-minded person, I see why God, that irritates God so much. Because you're double-minded. You go from right to left, left to right, A to B, B to A. And then you're just so undecided, and it causes so much stress, so much rift within yourself. And then you done looked, and 5, 10, 15, 20 years done passed, and you're still double-minded. It's okay to stumble. It's okay. You're going to stumble. Long as you have breath in your body, you won't be able to get it right 100%. That's fine. But God just wants you to be focused, get it wrong, and man, I got that wrong, I done this, I done that, Lord, please forgive me, and continue to travel on, continue to be better every day. Amen. Amen. And I want you all to know that I see my listeners, I see you all, and I love you all. I really do. I really, really love my listeners, and I thank you all for being patient with me. And I am so excited to be doing podcasts and my platforms, and you will have the rest of my platforms where you all can check me out on TikTok and YouTube and everything. So that's definitely coming ASAP. I would like to have that to you at least by the weekends, maybe tomorrow. If I can do it tonight, I will. I have so many platforms, but I want to make sure that I give you the ones that I'll be doing on a regular basis as well. So just bear with me with that there. But I thank you all so much. Okay? And I want you all to know that, you know, we're good. Okay? God got our back, and then we're here for each other. Okay? We're here for each other. And we're going to be all right. All right? And if nobody told you today that they love you, remember, I love you. All right? And you all put your best foot forward. You step out. You do what you have to do. Okay? And just watch how things turn around for you. And I can't wait till I'm able to have guests and so on a new podcast setting. So I'm excited to learn that and put that together. All right. You all take care and you have yourselves a good one.